Yes, that was very nice. Had me tapping my feet. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you so much. My friends, in the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the scripture goes on to tell us that God made man in his image and likeness. And then we read the story of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Well, as simple as the Bible story seems to be, the metaphysical meaning of the story is that, yes, Adam, in his original creation, was in total spiritual illumination. Pure God consciousness and demonstration, the man of God, the true man of God. Spirit, God breathed into him continuously the necessary inspiration and knowledge to give him superior understanding and all power unto himself. He was all that God was, all of the time. All knowledge, all understanding, all power, all of the time. And he had dominion to rule over all that was before him, all of the time. And with this dominion came his capacity to think and to create. And then came Eve. And to her also dominion was given. But heeding the voice of the serpent, first Eve, and then Adam, began eating of the forbidden fruit. In other words, they started appropriating ideas of two powers. God and not God. Good and evil. The result, so the allegory relates, was that Adam and Eve fell away from the spiritual life and all that it involved, while being one with their father. By the way, my friend, the serpent in the Garden of Eden represents sense consciousness, our sense consciousness. It may also be called desire and sensation, or the activity of life in an external expression, apart from the source of life, apart from God. Yes, the sense of duality at work for certain. And so it is, my friends, that through the turning away from our source, through ignorance or self-will, man finds himself looking without, out here in the world, for his power, for his glory, for his sense of completeness, for his satisfaction. And thus, that kingdom of God, the Father's house, that is his true and natural domain, that which is of God, consciousness within, eludes the Son of Man, the Adam man, as he looks in error to the material world for his power, for his purpose, for that which he already is. For the Spirit of God, for the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. Power is our individual and innate control over our thoughts and feelings. Yes, we, you and I, have the power to steer our thoughts towards joy or towards a sense of misery. As we learned in our basic principle course, we have every character that is of our Father, to include knowledge, wisdom, and all power. In mind, power is increased through exalted ideas and consciousness. These show us the relation between the world without and the mind within. And we find that they are parallel, always. Whatever you see out here in the external, you may be assured has its parallel in mind. In other words, we see the law of expression always at work. God consciousness bringing forth good, while the lack of God consciousness and the belief in duality, the false idea of man and some God apart from him, bringing forth error and discord into our lives and the lives of all those around us. What does this all mean to you and to me, my friends? Well, simply stated, the power to bring forth and experience all that is good and very good is always available to each of us, all of the time. But it is we, you and I, that must bring it forth from within. How many times have we witnessed those about us, families, friends, whatever, co-workers, beseeching, begging some God, concept far off in the sky, a concept outside of themselves, begging it to give them the power to overcome this or to overcome that, the power to make their lives healthier, the power to overcome a sense of lack and doubt, the power to overcome fear. Yes, those that send out requests for help to some mental concept of God that is empty and hollow, a figment of their limited knowledge and of their ignorance of the truth of their eternal being, my friends. In the presence of God, in the presence of true spiritual power, we have absolutely no need to try and exercise dominion over anything, nothing at all, except for the very false concepts and beliefs that we ourselves entertain in our very own minds. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. By the way, it's important to note that there is no God power that does anything to correct so-called error, to address perceived evil, some God power that comes down from the skies to fight the so-called devil or fight sin and disease. But this is what many individuals believe to be the case. And let's be honest, how many times have we ourselves, me included, gone to some God concept to ask it, to beg it, to remove this or that earthly limitation? Or loneliness, heartbreak, ill health, fear, or some other so-called challenge appearing as real. Spirit, God, the Creator, the Eternal Being, the substance of all that was and shall be, is of us and about us. God is omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient. He is all there is. And he is all power at all times. And besides God, there is none else. Thus, when seeming shadows of doubt cast their limitations and earthly worries our way, we must go within to the silence. We must appropriate realization and live in God consciousness so that the one and only power can dispel any belief in and false sense of some so-called sin, disease, lack, accident, unhappiness, or any other so-called type of perceived human misery. Simply stated, in truth, these things do not exist in the Father's house. Our power, the one and only power, is inherent in our individual truth, in our source. And error and negative things of the flesh only appear real in the absence of a realization of true spiritual power, that which we are. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength that God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. When we finally come to realization, we know that we are blessed. Blessed that we are one in and of an eternal and loving source. Blessed in the truth that we are of an all-powerful and all-encompassing spiritual substance. Blessed in the knowledge of the truth of each of us here today, right now, each of you, me included, is whole and complete. And as Scripture reads, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And I have meat to eat that ye know not of. This meat, my friends, is of course spiritual essence, the truth of our being. It's spiritual power in and of the Father. And this is what Jesus meant when he told his disciples, I have spiritual power, I am. I have meat ye know not of. And just as the Christ of Jesus demonstrated spiritual power, God power, we can also. Did he not say, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go on to my Father. Instead of looking out to the material world for a sense of power, looking to people, places, and things out here, we must look within. As it is, history reflects the sad story of the temporal world, the many so-called powerful dictators that have come and gone, so-called eternal empires that have been met with decline and ruin, from the Byzantine Empire to Rome to the Nazi Third Reich. All of it, dust to dust, ashes to ashes. And so it is that man's money, status, human ancestry, his mighty armies and elaborate weapon systems and such have no real power. For all power is of God. It is spiritual and it is eternal. His empire is the only empire that lives forever. It is the Alpha and it is the Omega. If we would know the real nature of spiritual power, we shall have to practice it during every waking day, my friends. Not just here Sunday, during our service. Talking about water will not quench our thirst. We must drink it. Talking about food will never satisfy our hunger. We must eat it. And so it is with spiritual power. It can be described to us, but that will not make it operate in our personal experiences out here in life. I can tell you time and time again, every Sunday, month after month after month, that yes, you are one in and of God. You are one in and of God. And you are power. But you yourself must embody it. Practice it. Spend time in prayer and meditation. And fully realize it for it to be brought into your very own experience. Again, when it comes to temporal power, that which the limited human mind all too often accepts as real, let us just consider this so-called international state of affairs going on around the world today. And note how many people live in fear because of these things that are going on around the world. international distrust, so-called hate, discord, inharmony, material power, this nation against that nation, nuclear power, lack, disease, and so forth and so on. But what do these things have to do with us? Well, these things of the world are nothing new, my friends, but rather they are the illusionary products of those minds separate and apart from their truth. Nothing nor anyone has power over you. And rather than accept these temporal illusions as having any power whatsoever, we are to exclaim, "You are not power unto me. Thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above." Although there may be times in our lives when we fail to realize and live in His presence, and we all do from time to time, there has never been one second, ever, when the Christ of us was not available to us in consciousness. It is virtually impossible for us to be separated from our source. Yes, we may turn away from our truth, and for certain we shall quickly feel the ill effects of this sense of separation. However, He always remains of us, in us, about us, regardless of what we do. Just consider the stories of the prodigal son, Jonah. God never left them. Impossible. He was of them, with them, and they of Him. Moreover, let us consider our very own experiences out here in the world. The times in our lives when we have turned away from our source and experienced frustration, fear, and pain, only to turn back to the light and once again feel His presence, His power, and His unconditional love. And so it is. We have heard the words of the Master saying, "Resist not evil." But what does this mean, my friends? Resist not evil. What does that mean? Well, anything, regardless of the appearance, that is not of God has no power in and of itself. Thus we are to look beyond appearances, look within, to our truth, and not fight the errant thoughts of carnal mind or mortal mind that knows not. So we take no thought. Now we should never think that spiritual power is going to do anything to anyone or anything for us. Why? Because there is only one power, the almighty power of our Creator. And so-called evil in the vicinity of God, of the light, simply disappears into the nothingness that it was. For instance, in the Bible, we read of the woman with a so-called disease. She was sick, and all she had to do was get close enough to touch the hem of the Master's robe, and the disease disappeared. Well, Jesus was not standing there with a sign on His back that read, "I have the power to heal, to make one prosperous, to make you whole." But rather, He was simply standing there in the awareness of God, saying, "The Father that dwelleth in me, He doeth the works. I of myself can do nothing. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. But there is a Father within me, there is a divine presence, and He does the work." What it takes, my friend, is faith. Practice and faith. Knowing, believing this is the case. I believe that each of us here today knows, each one of you knows, truly knows, that all power is of God. And once we catch that glimpse of God, Once we but touch the hem of the garment, once we get that realization within and feel and hear the still small voice, we shall truly understand the meaning of spiritual power, of the one power. And it is then that we do not try to use it for this or that temporal earthly purpose, but rather that we simply realize it, relax in it as it comes forth, and it does the work which shall be good and very good. It is then in God that we shall say, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. He performeth the thing that is greater than he that is in the world. We have nothing to do except to know this truth, my friends. Know that God is in the midst of us. He is mighty. And then rest in that glorious realization and let the light go forth. In other words, get out of your way. And at the end of the day, it is really simple, my friends. It is all about who and what we know ourselves to be. Who do you believe you are? And what do you believe you are? And as we die to self and to the old man, as we die to ego, we find that it is the power of God, of our being that goes forward, living us as we walk in our truth. And so we must always think of and know ourselves as sons and daughters of God. And see ourselves as the I am, one in and of him, heirs to all the heavenly riches, to include all power at all times. Over time, as we practice the presence of God, we shall come to realize that we are not finite beings. We are not that man or woman whose breath is in his nostrils. We shall know without any doubt that we are not that limited, temporary creature who is not under the law of God. Neither can we be, for we now consciously realize the Spirit of God dwelling in us and of us. God in the midst of us is the all-knowing. He is all-power and already knows what is to be done. Our Heavenly Father knows that we have need of those things, and it is his good pleasure to give us the kingdom, to give us joy, to give us peace, to give us freedom, to give us abundance, and all that is of him, to include eternal life. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. What did we recite at the beginning of this lesson, my friends? The divine sign statement of being. Let me just go ahead and recite one sentence of it. One presence, one mind, one power is all. Shall we make this lesson practical today and into the future? Will you join me now in our closing meditation and let this lesson into your consciousness? Relax, my friends. Just relax. Take a nice deep breath of God's eternal air and relax. Be joyous. Dear Father, O gracious Creator of all that was, is, and shall be, what a blessing and what a joy to live in the realization of your unconditional and eternal love, to know that I am never, ever alone, that in the midst of joy and happiness, and even in the midst of seeming human turmoil and despair out here in this world of the flesh, your power, your wisdom, and your strength are here with me, of me, about me, making all of the crooked places straight. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Whither shall I flee from thy presence, O God? If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. O glorious God, the I am of all, of me, your child, made in your image and likeness, I am grateful beyond words, my Father, for all that is mine in and of you eternally. How blessed I am. And so it is, Almighty God, for the awareness of your loving presence that is here and now in all of its glory and all of its power. O most loving Father, I give you thanks. Amen. The Lord blesses thee and keeps thee. The Lord shines his love upon thee and is gracious unto thee. He lifts thy consciousness and gives thee peace.